Mackinac Bridge Walk celebrates 60 years. Yep, let's talk about Labor Day. Bob Sweeney on the line to discuss this walk and its detail. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, 60 years this Mackinac Bridge has been around, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, you are absolutely right. Labor Day, it's always a beautiful day in the Straits of Mackinac. So I hope all your listeners can come and join us. We do have some changes for traffic, but it won't affect the walkers. In fact, it might even be better for the walkers than it was in previous years because we're not going to have any public traffic across the bridge.
Hey, give me the big picture, Bob. What happens on Labor Day across the bridge?
Well, the big picture this year is we're going to close the bridge to all traffic between 6:30 and noon. We'll have event buses going back and forth, bringing participants from Mackinac City to the start of the walk, and then also from downtown St. Ignace to the start of the walk, and then after the walk back to their vehicles. So there's going to be a lot of shuttle bus activity going around, but the walk will start at 7 a.m., and everybody can take their time walking across the bridge. The last walker will be allowed on the bridge at 10 a.m. to start the walk. And then at noon, every walker has to be cleared the bridge so we can resume traffic operations on the Mackinac Bridge.
Who walks your bridge, Bob?
Boy, we get everybody from the person that's walked it all 60 years or very close to 60 years. We get a lot of groups that are celebrating one event or another. They'll have matching T-shirts. They'll walk across, and young families as well, where they have their children with them, sometimes in strollers, sometimes a combination of walking and in strollers. So we get a big mix of groups across the Mackinac Bridge during this event.
I'm going to continue with the specifics, but just a devil's advocate question. What are you going to say to those who, in their cars, need to cross the bridge?
Well, we're really advertising heavily in advance, so we're getting the word out. We have a really public service going around advertising this event that the bridge will be closed. So I'm pretty sure that nearly everybody that's crossing the bridge that weekend will be aware of it. And we're asking people, if they plan on crossing that day, to change their plans or at least look for alternate plans for the weekend, because there are going to be some delays once we open up the bridge to traffic.
Yeah, let's all play in the sandbox together. Is there a fee to participate?
No, there is not a fee to walk the bridge. However, there is a fee for a shuttle bus, and virtually everybody's going to have to take our shuttle bus this year unless you get there before 6:30. So the fee for the shuttle bus service is $5, and that helps us pay back the school districts and then also for the setup at bus loading. So it's a break-even fee for us, but it's important to provide that so everybody can participate in the event.
Awesome. The Mackinac Bridge Walk celebrating 60 years come Labor Day. Now, it seems to me this used to you used to have to be in a lottery to participate, so now you are opening up to everyone?
No, the bridge walk has always been open to everybody.
Okay.
It's led by the governor. You're thinking of the bridge run, the Michigan, the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness.
That's
a running event that happens just before the bridge walk. So they start at about 6:40, and the last running group hits the bridge at about 6:50. And then the governor will lead the walk at 7 o'clock.
There's my self-confession that I'm a little more of a runner than a walker, but we all should be getting out and exercising. Bob Sweeney with us again, the Mackinac Bridge Walk. Obviously, the typical walk takes a couple hours here.
Yeah, I would say the average walker takes about 90 minutes to walk the bridge. We do have some, including the governor, that walk the bridge in under an hour. So there's quite a few people. There's a big range of people as far as their abilities and how long it takes them to walk. But on average, it's right around 90 minutes, and as few as 50 minutes and as much as 2 hours.
What else would be necessary to share, if you would, Bob?
Pardon me?
What else would you like to share regarding the walk? Yeah.
Oh, it's just it's a beautiful event. I think one of the news papers came out with Seven Wonders of Michigan. Well, four of them are right up there on the Straits. You have Lake Michigan on one side to the west, You have Lake Huron to the east. The Mackinac Bridge was on that list, and Mackinac Island was as well. So you can see four of the seven Michigan wonders by walking the Mackinac Bridge.
All right, details one more time.
All right, the walk begins at 7 a.m., and the last walker is allowed to start the walk at 10. All walkers will clear the bridge by noon, and we're going to resume traffic right at noon. If you happen to be traveling across the straits from the UP to the Lower Peninsula or vice versa, you may want to look at alternate plans because we are going to have some delays on that day. So just be prepared for that.
Great. Thank you very much. How do we find out more information about this event, Bob?
You can find up-to-the-date information on our website. It's www.mackinacbridge.org. Mackinac Bridge, all one word, spelled Mackinac spelled with a C at the end.
Great. Have you made sure that you've done the walk to time it within the two-hour time there? You practiced what you preached?
Yeah, absolutely. I've walked the bridge about 35 times myself, and I usually walk in about an hour.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob Sweeney. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Shelley.